urban school districts in Pennsylvania face a particularly cruel logic. They serve the poorest, most needy students, yet when it comes to state funding per pupil, most of them don't make the top of the list. As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory reports, that dynamic has come to a head in the city of Erie, Pennsylvania's fourth largest city, where leaders are contemplating closing all high schools.
In early June, busloads of people from Erie made the nearly five-hour trek to Harrisburg to deliver a simple message to any lawmaker who would listen. Parents, students, educators, and community members stood on the steps of the Grand Capitol Rotunda, chanting. Leading the group was Jay Badhams, who, in the face of Pennsylvania's systemic school funding inequities, has become the most vocal, moral crusading superintendent in the state.
We can't take any more away from our children. So I'm asking all of you to just please, please remember Erie.
In May, Badhams made headlines for drawing a line in the sand. After 6 years of austerity under his tenure, he urged Erie's school board to adopt an out-of-balance budget in order to avoid more cuts that would eliminate sports, arts, music, extracurriculars, and guidance counselors. At the same time, he asked the board to study the possibility of closing all of Erie's high schools after the upcoming school year and sending students to the outlying, better resourced suburban districts. In an interview later in his office in downtown Erie, Badhams acknowledged that the school closure plan has to do with much more than short-term fiscal constraints.
This becomes a matter of fairness, and if our students would need to attend schools in other districts in order to have some sort of equity, then that may end up being the most ethical and moral decision.
So how did Erie end up in this position? Like many conversations about school funding in Pennsylvania, the answer takes you back to Harrisburg. There hasn't been a student-weighted state funding formula for most of the past 25 years. So even though Erie is one of the most impoverished districts in the state and has one of the highest percentages of English language learners, the district currently gets less per pupil funding from the state's main pot of cash than about 200 other districts. The disparity in Erie County alone is shocking. The city district is by far the poorest and most challenged, but 8 of the other 12 districts in the county get more per pupil state funding, a fact that Badhams can't fathom.
There's a perception out there that kids living in poverty, kids living in the inner city, don't know what they're missing. I've heard people say that. Well, they do know what they're missing.
So have a seat in the most beautiful library in the state of Pennsylvania.
The signs of Erie's fiscal distress would be hard for students to overlook. Many of the aging school buildings have crumbling infrastructure, books and technology have lagged behind the times, and staffing levels have been cut at the same time that the city's violent crime rate has grown.
We have to deal with losing friends, family members, at such a young age.
Whitney Henderson, a sophomore at Strong Vincent High School, says that gangs are threatening peace in the city.
The kids that go around with the guns shooting, they just think they're cool. They want to be a part of a gang, want to be a part of something.
This reality is part of what drove Badhams to push back against the idea of cutting sports, extracurriculars, and counselors, a decision which Arlen Pulliam, another Strong Vincent sophomore, cheered.
Like, football and other academics are keeping most kids out of trouble.
Like here.
And without those programs, kids would be way, way worse.
On the night before Erie's busloads of advocates headed to Harrisburg, an 18-year-old former Strong Vincent student was murdered in a drive-by shooting. Darryl Craig, a former gang member and now leader of a local anti-violence group, stood on the rotunda steps, urging lawmakers to see how state education policy is making these matters worse in Erie.
Now, they have a saying in the circles of nonviolence now that nothing stops a bullet like a job, right? And I agree with that. But nothing ensures a job like an education. Oh, yeah.
Sitting in the crowd before the Erie advocates was State Senator Scott Wagner, an anti-tax Republican who's become a powerful player in the Capitol. If Erie advocates hoped to change minds on their trip, Wagner would be one of the toughest sells.
We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
In an interview after the rally, Wagner, who's thinking of running for governor, proposed closing Erie's budget gap by cutting more teachers and reducing educator salaries, which are already below state and county averages.
Nobody wants to fix the problems. It's just let's throw more money at the problem. And, you know, every time you do that, the money disappears and the problem's still there.
Superintendent Badhams readily acknowledges that his predecessors could have done a better job of managing the district's finances. In the lead up to the recession and the first few years in, many staff positions were added with no long-term plan to fund them. But the cuts to rectify that reality have been made. And considering the already high local tax rate, Badhams says the solution to Erie's woes can only come from the state.
It's just increasingly difficult for us to close our margin by turning to our local taxpayers. And we're already driving people out of the city as it is.
Erie's advocacy worked, at least in the short term. It got relief in the state budget that recently passed, including a one-time $4 million emergency supplement to help it avoid slashing programs in the coming year. The systemic issues, though, will persist. But consider this. If the state chose to distribute all of its funding through the new FAIR formula, Erie would receive an extra $40 million a year. That would close its structural deficit and allow it to reopen programs, reduce real estate taxes down to the county average, and help remedy its crumbling buildings. Instead, the formula will only apply to new money added to the pot, which means that the inequities that have grown over the past few decades will always be baked into the pie, leaving Badhams to continue ringing the moral alarm.
I think it's patently unfair. It'll take generations of students to go through our unfairly funded schools before we'll see that fairness.
Kevin McCory, Keystone Crossroads.